Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. There's something amazing about being able to invite people to your home and whip up a batch of cocktails that are as enticing as the ones at fancy restaurants. Joining us today is Suzanne Podheiser, a 7 Days food writer. She's a cocktail-making novice and recently explored what skills it takes to create one's very own signature drink. Suzanne, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick.
What did you learn about mixology?
I would say that the most important thing I'd learned is that you can fall back on a ratio. In the case of cocktails, the ratio that I was using was 2 ounces of alcohol, 1 ounce of something sweet, and 1 ounce of something sour. And pretty much anything I made that had that ratio turned out pretty delicious. And, you know, that made me a lot more confident when I was trying to whip up cocktails for my friends.
And I bet you once said, "I'll never use math again."
Oh, no, I love math. What are you talking about? I love spreadsheets. I love math. It's all good.
That makes me very happy. All right, so how do you go about doing this ratio thing in mixology?
First, I start by thinking about what's in season. Right now, it's fall, so I think about apples. I think about different seasonings that are appropriate, and I think about how to kind of incorporate those into the drink. Once I have an idea, you know, and perhaps I'm thinking about apple cider, for instance, I will say, okay, that is a sour ingredient. Apple cider has a little bit of acidity to it, so that's going to count as my sour component. Now, what alcohol goes really well with apple cider? Perhaps tequila, perhaps rum. You can do a lot of different things with that. So I kind of build the drink from a seasonal ingredient up and try to figure out how to play with that ratio and kind of pop things into the right categories, the sweet, the sour, and the boozy.
Oh, that's interesting. Can you give me an example?
As I mentioned, there's this apple cider drink. So what I did for that one was I infused the cider with rosemary, and then I used tequila and lime juice as the other components. And it was something that could be served warm or cold and totally seasonally appropriate. I really liked that one. I also made a drink that had a pear and thyme syrup, and I combined that with Bar Hill Gin, which is made in Vermont, and a little bit of lemon juice. And that was another one that I found particularly successful. Right now, one thing I'm avoiding is pumpkin spice drinks. I actually invented one of those once, but there's this big backlash on the web against pumpkin spice. So I'm not playing with those flavors at all.
Bar Hill Gin has the honey in it. And then you use what kind of syrup? Tell us about that syrup.
I used a pear and thyme syrup in that. And that is what's called a simple syrup. And I made that from scratch. And the way to do that is by taking sugar and water and combining them and adding your flavoring ingredients and then cooking it until those flavoring ingredients have kind of seeped into the syrup. Then you can take that and instead of putting, you know, chunks of pear or pear puree into the drink, you can get the flavor in there without the texture. And I think that's a really nice thing to kind of have in your toolkit for making cocktails.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Suzanne Podheiser, a food writer for 7 Days. We're discussing creating specialty drinks. You mentioned simple syrup. Tell us more about that and what you can do with it.
Sure. So a basic simple syrup is made by combining one part sugar and one part water and heating it until the sugar is dissolved. You can heat it a little bit more until it becomes a bit thicker. I like to use something called a rich simple syrup, which is when you take 2 parts sugar and 1 part water and combine them. And I cook it until it's thick like maple syrup or even a little bit thicker. I find that that brings more character to the drink without diluting it as much. So I think that's a positive thing. And the best part is that you can flavor a simple syrup with pretty much anything you want. You can really play around with it and make it unique and make it your own.
Now, you used pears in one. What else can somebody throw in there? Give us some ideas.
I've used black peppercorns and salt, which was kind of an unusual combination, but brought this little zing to the drink. I've used all kinds of different spices like cinnamon or allspice. You can put any of those in there. Apricots that are dried, you can kind of reconstitute them in the syrup and the flavor will infuse it. Fennel, you can use both the bulb and the seeds for kind of a double punch. And then there are things like beets. Beet turns the syrup this gorgeous magenta color, which then makes the drink super pretty when you put it in the glass.
That's some wild stuff. If somebody doesn't imbibe alcohol, what would you mix up for them?
The great thing about these syrups is that you can use them to make sodas too. So one thing that I've done at a wedding that I was catering was to create this soda bar. I put out a bunch of different simple syrups, all different colors, all different flavors, put out soda water, and let guests mix up their own drinks. Now, if you have kids, that can get pretty sticky. but it's a fun thing for them to do regardless.
I'm very thirsty. After you've chosen your ingredients, you need to put it all together. Any tips on that process?
Yeah, I was catering a wedding the other day. I was doing the bar, and I realized as I had 100 guests lined up waiting for drinks that I'd actually never shaken a cocktail before. So I quickly asked my friend and coworker who was standing beside me, I'm like, how do you do this? And he's like, all right, just fill the cocktail shaker halfway up with ice, pour in your booze, then pour in your sour and sweet ingredients, shake it for about 30 seconds, and strain it into the glass. And another important thing to remember is if you're using something sparkling or bubbly, don't shake that. You want to add that to the glass after and just stir it in a tiny bit.
Brilliant stuff. And it's all about ratios.
All about ratios.
Suzanne Podhizer is a food writer for 7 Days. I want to thank you so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.